Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. As you know, the show is on one Tuesday every month, and you can find out more about this show and other shows by going to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, and this evening, you have myself, Brigitte, and Mike are going to be doing the show together. Brigitte will be doing the channeling. Mike will be doing his incredible healing music, and I'll be doing the Diksha blessing this evening, along with my partner, Christy Bluefeather. So we'll be actually doing double Diksha on the show during the music portion to send out a blessing to all the people who are listening. I always like to give out the websites for everybody if you want to find out more about Brigitte and her new spiritual retreat that she has coming up this year in 2016. She has lots of dates available, but not a lot of spots available. So make sure to check that out by going to her website at www.lightbridge101.com. The music that you heard on the introduction and the music you'll be hearing during the show is brought to you by Mike Snyder, who you heard playing earlier. And he's going to actually be doing the music during the first healing portion of the show. And you can get more of his music and some of the music and recordings that he's done that he does together with Brigitte at a lot of the events they do by going to his website, where you can download the music by going to www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. If you missed either of those links, you can go to the radio website, and that information is up there under the Saint Germain Radio Show. And with that, Brigitte, all yours.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. Let's not forget the amazing work that you do and your website, and even so you cut down on the radio shows, I think you're an amazing healer and guide and teacher, so you definitely want to stay connected to Mark as well. And I am so excited that Christy is also doing the Diksha here today. That's so great, because really it is more and more, there's greater significance to the balance of the equid-armed cross. And many of you who are working with Saint Germain might have seen him with that equid-armed cross or the Maltese cross around his neck. And it's really the symbology of as above, so below, as within, so without, but also the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And so the two of you really represent that as you bring out the Diksha together. I think that's so great, because as we're going on this path of transformation and walking this path, it's so incredibly important right now to center ourselves, to balance all these spiking energies. And if we don't do the work inside of ourselves, it's going to become increasingly more difficult. There are so many that are waking up and that are suddenly reacting with panic because they're looking at their life and they're seeing their life with new eyes, and they wonder how they even got to where they got and how can they change it. And I think we've all been there at some point, and it can be a very scary place to be in. So as we help those who are waking up to maintain balance and to stay centered through showing them that this path of enlightenment doesn't have to be scary, it can be something very beautiful, then we can really anchor this new paradigm of love and peace here on Earth. And the fact that the two of you are doing Diksha together, I think that's really, really amazing. So the four of us, we move from a holy trinity to the balanced, equal, on cross, and what holds it all together at the center is the power of spirit, the vibration of love, in this case, represented by Saint Germain. So we do have Mike, you, Mark, Christy, and myself, and then we have Saint Germain as that spiritual centerpiece that balances everything out. And in these winter months, we are really asked to come to this place of stillness and peace and quietude. I know you guys in Texas, you probably don't feel it like we are feeling it up north. But it is a time of the darker days. It is a time where the days are shorter, really. They are shorter. Even so, now they are becoming longer, but still, they're fairly short. It gets dark early, even down in Texas, I think. I mean, I remember when I was in Florida over Christmas, it got much sooner and it was a longer night, so we are all feeling it. It gets colder everywhere, and it asked us to go and stop and to redefine ourselves, to refocus, to give ourselves new direction. And that's really what New Year is all about, too, when we enter a whole new year, and this is our first monthly show in the new year, we have an opportunity to ask ourselves, well, how would we like this year to unfold? And often we kind of think we are all alone, we have to figure this out by ourselves. But this is a good time to talk to God, or however you title God. For some it might be Allah, for some it might be the universal life force, or the great spirit of all that is. But to stop and to go within and to talk to source, creator. And now Mercury is in retrograde too for the next few weeks, and that really means to go within into this inner communication. And so often we fight these winter months. Oh my God, it's dark, it's cold, we can't really be out there, we can't do as much. And yet this is such a pregnant time for setting a new seed to unfold, for new choices to be made, for a transformation to take place based on these new choices and visions we are holding within ourselves. So let's never underestimate this time right now. As I said, it's pregnant, this new potential. And so let's focus on that a little bit instead of running away from being in that stillness, because all these stories from the past are coming up. To be willing to just sit and let these stories run by like a movie without attaching yourself to it. And maybe you can pick out of the stories that are running by like a freight train, pick something out that brought joy to you and that you might choose to experience more of. And don't be afraid to ask. To ask for help, to ask for support, to ask for guidance. And someone reminded me over the weekend, and it was so beautiful, that even when we don't know what our path is, or when we don't know what we should be doing, then just ask for clarity from the divine. Ask for direction. Ask for guidance as to what your next step should be. And then just allow this guidance to come in. But if you're busy, 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 it's never going to work out that this guidance is going to come in, because you're not going to pay attention. You're too busy elsewhere than to pay attention. So this is a time for increased divine connection. A sacred time, really. An incredibly sacred time. So if we shift our focus away from the darkness as our enemy, but the darkness as a gift given to us to redefine ourselves and to move into a sacred inner temple to reconnect more deeply with our divine essence, then these winter months are not going to be such a challenge, but they become a gift. They become a gift. And life is a gift if we allow ourselves to receive, instead of becoming afraid because of our conditioning or the expectations from around us or from societies or the rules that were created, especially by religion, that make us believe when we are doing certain joyful things that we are in a place of sin. We've got to release it, and we have to ask ourselves, what are our intentions when we do any of this? So intention love, or so intention fear? Is our intention to hurt someone, or is our intention to bring beauty and creativity into the world? What is our intention? What is really going on in the depths of ourselves that motivates us to move forward? And it usually is passion. It's our passion that moves us forward. And yet so often we are afraid of our passion, of that fire that might consume us and make us mindless. And yet without the passion coming out of our power center below our navel, you would be nothing. You would be just like dead. So let's not be dead. Let our passion guide us out of the darkness into the light, so much symbolized by these times right now. This is true transformation, and that's why you're listening to this radio show, because it's all about transformation. You are transformation in action. You set an example that it's safe to change. And so with that, it starts with the stories that we're hanging on to that no longer serve us. Let's call on the violet flame and let's transform and transmute those stories into the higher vibration of love and light. Let's not be afraid of something new, something different, even so it's unknown, even so it's not known to us whether it's safe or not. But if we haven't tried it, how do we even know if it's safe or not? This is a year of miracles, some call it, a year of completion. Well, you know, if it's completion, it's also about new beginnings. So if you're not willing to close a door to experience a new door opening, then you're just going to do the same old, same old. So 2016 is asking you, is challenging you to do something different with your life, something outrageous, something that you might have never thought possible. But ask the divine to help you to make the impossible possible, and you become a living miracle here on earth that others see, and then they find the faith and the trust to step out into the unknown and to also experience the impossible. How awesome is that? And like that, we all become spiritual leaders, spiritual guides, and help each other to move beyond the old paradigm into a whole new experience of who we can be as new humans. So this, of course, was a long opening, but it was heartfelt for these darker days up north, and it has been snowing up here in New Jersey. It's kind of nice. We are actually offering part of us are in the Lightbridge Center for Transformation in Clinton, New Jersey right now. Mike and I are right here. That's why Mike can't really talk right now, because otherwise you would hear a tremendous echo because we are both in the same room. But it's kind of nice being in the center and knowing that we, all of those of you who are listening, we are like arms of love and light that are connecting right now, creating this great work of light here on earth. And with Mark and being and Christy being down in Texas, I mean, look how far we can reach with our love and light. And now they're sending the deeks out right now. Mike is getting ready to start playing the opening. I mean, let's really just focus on the light within the darkness that we all are. And then when Mike is done playing the music and you receive the Diksha, Saint Germain will come through to all of you and speak to you directly. So right now, just open yourself up to receive, to enjoy the empowerment of the oneness blessing you're going to receive that is truly connecting you to God, source, creator, all that is. And there's the opportunity. While you listen to the music, why don't you ask God or source or creator or the great spirit of all that is the one question that you are so afraid to ask, and just say, okay, show me, guide me, direct me. Let me see the answer in a way that I can understand it beyond a doubt. And do this now. So I'm going to be quiet now, and everyone else is going to step in and do their part. Thank you. Greetings. I am Saint Germain. And it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great change and transformation. You're probably getting a little bit of tired of me saying this to you, but it is a time of increased change and transformation. And so I invite you very much to pace yourself at this intense time of awakening. It does not help you to keep rushing through the process. There's a time for activity. There's a time for rest. Right now, there's a time for rest, to stop, to go within. Delve deep into your own inner self. If you envision yourself being in a dark room and you cannot see the exit, what do you do? If you rush around in the dark room, you might fall over obstacles and hurt yourself really badly. But that is not the ideal solution. Often, you wait a moment and your eyes start to adjust and notice a little bit of light that is there that is helping you out of the room. And so here you are now in a similar situation. A lot is not shown to you at this time. A lot of pathways are not presented to you as to what to take and what not to do. But opportunities are there regardless. All you have to do is move into this place of stillness and peace. In this place of peace and stillness, you will find that there is light. The light that you might not have noticed before. And that light is your own divine essence, beautiful. And as you allow yourself to magnetically be pulled into this light, there's a lot more about it than you might have ever noticed before. In this light, you can simply be. You can exist without having to prove to yourself that you're worthy of this existence. You can also allow your consciousness to expand and to become more than what it ever was before. Your consciousness then can become one with the consciousness of your community, of the consciousness of the country you live in, of nature, of the earth, of the solar system. But beyond that, your consciousness can merge with the consciousness of the Christ, of the cosmic Christ, the all-loving Christ, that empowers you to remember that you're part of this Christ. But if you keep busy, you will miss that. And so I ask you now, especially during the time of the winter months, to go within, to be still, and to allow yourself to be put into this place of everlasting oneness, because that's what your divine essence is. It incorporates all that is. There is no separation in this place. There is no judgment. There's only the purity of love. And in this place, you will also behold a voice. A voice that is the voice of your divine I Am Present. A voice that might at first only speak one word, maybe two. But as you silence yourself, not by forcing yourself to not think, but by shifting your consciousness from the outer world to the inner world, you will begin to hear this voice more and more clearly. It will empower you. It will guide you. It will give you the clarity you seek. So I invite you at this time to take a few deep breaths and to let all the activity and all that busyness from the day, the previous day, weeks, fall off you right now. Use your out-breath to release all of the tension, all of that dizziness. With every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper into your own self. Simply allow yourself to fall, to let go. The power of letting go. Place where you're going you can't control. Can simply just be in this place. Cannot be forced. Cannot be coaxed to become more effective in your life. It can only be experienced through total surrender. And so feel yourself falling deeper into the vastness of your own inner self. And behold, the equaled arm cross that Brigida talked about before. It is within you too. You hold within you four elements of earth, water, air, and fire. It is held together by your divine self, by your spiritual self, by your divine I am presence. So let's focus now for a moment on these elemental forces. They support you in more ways than you even realize. They nurture you, they replenish you, they empower you. So through the earth element, feel your connection to your body, to your physical self. Feel that your body is your temple. Don't judge it for not being good enough. Allow yourself to feel that earth connection to Gaia as well. You're part of earth, part of all that is. But right now in this incarnation, you are an earth being, so stop fighting it, but celebrate it. Celebrate your body for the beautiful miracle that it is. It has been through a lot, and here you are still, taking one baby step at a time on your path of enlightenment. With your physical body, not without it. And expand yourself to the water element, very much allowing yourself to feel the ebb and flow of your emotions. Sadness being replaced by joy, fear by love. It is part of the experience of separation. And yet it is all part of one, part of God's source creator, all that is. So if you allow yourself to simply experience each stage of an emotion that is coming up without judging it, just like water, let it flow in and back out, then you won't drown. You won't suffocate. It simply will purify you as it always has been meant to be. Because emotions are the pre-stage to deeper inner feelings, which is the language of your heart and your soul. Don't run away from the feelings of all that is. Because the more you open yourself up to your divine self, the more you open yourself up to the oneness that you are with all that is, the more you are going to fear everything. That does not have to frighten you. Does not have to be painful. Simply allow it to be the understanding that as you open yourself up to everything, it is only the judgment that makes it painful. It is only the attachment that makes it painful, and the attachment comes from the stories that you create around that, what you fear. But if you simply allow yourself to be in the present of all those feelings, something miraculous and beautiful can happen. You can feel the orchestra of all that is, truly living in the knowing that there is no accident whatsoever, that everything is synchronistic, and that there's a beautiful flow that interweaves life, makes it work together instead of against each other. But it asks you once again to surrender, to let go of control, and to enter into the depths of your divine essence, your spiritual self that holds everything together. Open yourself up to the air element, the power of communication. Often, you use that tool of communication to express yourself in the outer world. But how sacred can the stillness be as a foundation for a communication that is much deeper than the outer words can ever create? A communication that goes beyond your physical self and reaches far out into the higher realms, receiving wisdom and guidance and direction in ways that books can never teach you. Inner communication is developed through the willingness again to surrender and to allow yourself to fall into the vastness of your divine essence. Take a moment right now before we go to the next element of fire. Just feel the earth as your foundation, the water as a source to deepen your connection with your soul and your spiritual self, so the power of feeling. And then the inner communication, so the power of air element opening up. A communication that goes beyond words, a communication that allows you to understand through visions, through feelings, through an inner knowing that goes beyond proof, that goes beyond the tangible world, but deep into the intangible world instead. So open yourself now to the element of fire. That fire is within you. That fire is your passion. That fire is a fuel that keeps you going when nothing else is. It gives you the courage. It gives you the strength. And it gives you the empowerment to be who you are without fear, without that fear of judgment or persecution. It is safe to be you. Let that fire burn away any misconceptions that you might have about who you are or who you should be. And again, allow your divine essence to emerge and to come out through you in the most beautiful, graceful way possible. And so now, feeling these elemental forces balanced and strong with you, within you. yourself into your divine essence, into your spiritual self. It's a doorway to an expanded consciousness. And let your consciousness now expand. Feel the power of Mercury in retrograde supporting you. Feel the power of the new moon supporting new beginnings, new ways of seeing yourself. Feel the power of 111 that just passed, still holding its vibrational frequency effects on you, of further expanding, further aligning your consciousness with God consciousness. Because that's what you are part of. You're part of God consciousness. No matter how much you're trying to make yourself less or smaller or limited, those are only illusions to keep you in a place of separation. But you're not separate. You are one with all that is. You are God consciousness in physical form. And I will continue to remind you of this over and over again until you become God realized, not from a place of ego, not from a place of feeling that you're superior to others, but from an understanding that everyone, that all the others are part of you too. So you cannot be inferior or superior. You simply are part of that greater vast of all that is. And so now in this expanded consciousness, there are many angels and masters descending to support you. Allow yourself for a moment to acknowledge who you are, who you choose to be, in which way you choose to proceed in the days ahead. Who you are, I already said, you are an aspect of God, Source Creator, all that is, you are part of God consciousness. The question is, who do you choose to be? In which direction do you choose to walk your path? Take a deep breath. Allow your consciousness to expand even further. Still your mind that might be rattling off a whole many reasons why you can't choose what your heart is telling you to choose. But this is not about the mind. This choice can only be about the heart, fueled by your passion. So what is it that you are so passionate about? What is it that gives you reason to get up every day? It is not that you get up every day because you have to, or because you have children to take care of, or you have work to do, or you work at a business that needs you. That is not the reason why you get up every morning. There's something much deeper. And now is the time to allow yourself to go to such depth, to bring it up strongly in a way like you've never done before. Feel that passion, feel that kundalini energy rising from your root chakra, creating a pathway to the higher realms, to your divine presence. And don't stop now. Let that fire take you and burn away any preconceived ideas, anything that is holding you back from the full realization of who you are and of who you choose to be. Yeah, use your breath. In breath, fire grows in you. This is the true fire of transformation. There is no greater fire of transformation than the fire fueled by your passion. That is the reason why the seventh ray is connected to the sacral chakra. Because only through the power of deep desire and joy of bringing about bliss can you create change. Don't be afraid of being happy. You deserve to be happy. You've talked yourself out of it for too long. So let that passion burn away. Any preconceived ideas, influences that made you who you are today, and allow yourself in this year 2016 to become something very different. To allow yourself to experience the unexperienced, to express the unexpressed, to fully unfold every petal of the lotus flower from within out into the world, to let your light shine like never before. You are right now surrounded by all your spirit guides. They are creating the sacred sphere of love and light around you to support you in the most heartfelt intention you can set now for 2016, for the experience that you choose to have in this year as your main theme, as your main focus, as something to give you a reason to get up every morning. And don't limit yourself. Continue using your breath. Now, at this time, bring in Archangel Zofia, who will now further take you into the light of the magnetic force, the light that is you, the light that is the vastness of your existence. Take a few deep breaths and behold Archangel Zofia's attunement as he touches you on your heart, igniting the sun within you. Because just like you're an aspect of God, you're also an aspect of the sun, of all suns. So receive from Archangel Zofia now this activation, energy attunement into your heart. And feel it expand through your nervous system, through your muscles, like a wildfire through your body. Bringing in a new magnetic frequency into your soul body, into your light body around you. Breath, let that golden ray, the activation of the sun within you, truly filters for every cell of your body, bringing light to those areas that you might consider your shadow world. But there is really no such thing. That is what you tell yourself to keep yourself in a place of limitation. And as you allow that golden yellow light to infuse every cell of your body, you begin to realize that there is no limitation. As you now receive this, as this settles now within you, we are going to have Mike play another piece of music to support this infusion of energy at this time. Allow yourself to receive. So bring your consciousness back. Bring it right into the place where you sit. Take your time as you do this. But we want you to truly feel your feet connected to the earth. Because all of this, you're not simply doing for your own self. You're doing this as an extension of the earth. So when you choose to call on the elemental forces, when you choose to balance yourself, when you choose to enter deep into your divine essence and be in holy communion with your divine I'm presence, you are assisting humanity as a whole. You are creating a path that others can follow. So now the importance of your choices, the importance of your intention go far beyond your own life. That is what I want you to be aware of within that oneness concept, is that everything you do, everything you say, everything you choose, everything affects all. And I'm not telling you this to now feel bad when you're angry or to feel afraid to make a choice because it affects many. That is not the reason I'm telling you this, but of course that's how you quickly would interpret what I'm telling you. On the contrary, I want you to acknowledge the vastness that you are, the magnificence that you are, that you're not simply a tiny little pebble or a tiny drop within the vast ocean, that you are the ocean as well as the drop. You are the tiny little piece of sand within the beach. You are awe. And so what we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, so much want you to be aware of and to celebrate is that expanded consciousness, that when you walk down the street and you come face to face with something that truly strikes you as beautiful, it is because it's all to the beauty that is within you. Now, granted that you will also witness that what you might consider ugly or dark, but remember that darkness is only unrealized light and love. Underneath that is light and love. Once it's realized, once it's embraced and allowed to come out into the open, that is your job, to be light, to ignite the light within others, to be love, to ignite the love within others, and by doing so, raise the consciousness here on earth and create a new form of existence for humanity. That is what you're doing. That is why you're here. That is what your mission plan is. However you choose to do it is up to you, but that is the foundation of everything that you choose to do in service to humanity, in service to Earth, as well as in service to yourself. So take a few deep breaths now. Allow yourself to settle fully back. And know that at the same time Archangel Raphael activated the sun within you, I also activated within you once again the strengthening of the equal arm cross that's in your heart, so that it will be easier for you to be in alignment with your divine I'm presence, and will be easier for you to also balance the inner masculine and feminine, the inner opposing forces, to stabilize you, to strengthen you, and to assist you in this time of change. Now that will complete tonight's journey. Mark, is there anybody who's calling in at this time, or would you like to announce the phone number again, just in case?
Our console has totally frozen, and I've been trying to do tech support to get it fixed, but I think we're going to go as far as we're going to be able to go today.
That's not good, because what the journey was all about really is to go into the inner space. I thank you all for listening to the Saint Germain radio show. I am Saint Germain, and now that I will be walking with you this path of transformation, call on me anytime My love is with you always. Blessings to you. And thank you, Mark. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Mike, for your beautiful energy, love, music, your essence that you bring to all of this as well. And it is so.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. And let's be the light in the darker days. Let's be the light in the darkness, right?
Sounds good. Thank you, Brigida. Mike, do me a favor. Can you go ahead and end the show and end the close out everything, because I'm totally locked out on my end.
We will do that. All right. Peace out, everyone. Love you lots. And keep on going. All right. Peace out.